So, good morning, Erin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Could you describe the Redlink hub as and what it's trying to achieve, what it's working to achieve?
Like you said, Redlink was started in 2015, and it's an initiative of Facts Housing. They can probably tell you a bit more about how it started, but Healthy Homes and Neighbourhoods are we're an integrated care program within Sydney Local Health District, and we were invited by Facts Housing to be a partner at the Redlink Hub, which is in the McKell Building in Walker Street in Redfern. And what we're trying to do there is make sure that the families who access services via that hub are receiving care they need from health and social care services in the right place at the right time. So we work with partners who are also based in the hub, so partners from other health and social care agencies and other government agencies to make sure that access to services is timely, and we're looking after the needs that the families have.
Yeah, right. It sounds all very important stuff. Could you talk a little bit further about the interagency model of the hub and why exactly was an interagency service implemented in Redfern?
Yeah, so we did some mapping work at Sydney Local Health District and we realised that Redfern, like you said at the beginning, it's an area where there's a lot of families who experience some stress and vulnerabilities, and they need a bit of extra support. So we know that there are numerous services in Redfern. They've been there for a really long time, and they do a wonderful job of supporting these families. But we know that sometimes families do fall between cracks, and sometimes the families have barriers to working with these agencies, and sometimes there's barriers for the agencies to work together as well. So pulling everybody together in the one place, government agencies, non-government agencies, agencies that work with adults, agencies that work with children, pulling them all together is a really nice way to enhance that communication, get organisations to sort themselves out and work together, so then families have a really streamlined access to care.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think it is about Redlink that allows for trust to be built between care providers and the clients as well?
Yeah, that's something that clients have told us, and we've had some really positive feedback from clients who've worked with us in Redlink, and what we're finding is they are trusting us. And I think it's the fact that we're sitting there in the community with them, and the Healthy Homes and Neighbourhoods workers are sitting in the community with them. We tap into all of the community initiatives that are happening. If there's a local group in the park, we try and go to the group. If there's an agency who is holding a fair day or something in an open space in Redfern, we'll try and attend and show our face and make ourselves familiar to the community there. And also, I think we listen to what the community wants. So with Healthy Homes and Neighbourhoods, if a family comes to us and says, we really want some support, and it might not be something that's directly related to health, we'll still help them with that so that we can demonstrate to them, we're listening to you, and we'll prioritise your need that you're prioritising, and we can work on the health stuff later.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to have, I guess, some familiar faces and, I guess, a bit of a trustworthy organisation to go to when you know you can trust, that you know is just going to be there for you. And I guess trust is a big element of what you guys are trying to build. And it has been a bit over 2 years since you guys introduced the hub. How did the community respond to the service initially, and has engagement been withheld as well?
Well, I can speak for Healthy Homes and Neighbourhoods, maybe not for the other agencies who are partnered at the Redlink site, but
right,
definitely for Healthy Homes and Neighbourhoods, it was received really well. So we've done an evaluation of our own work in the Redfern area, and what families have told us is the way we're working with them in that interagency way has helped them to understand what their goals are, it's helped them to understand where they need to go to get some help. It's helped them to understand the importance of looking after themselves, and also for families, for parents to prioritise their needs, not just focus on the needs of the children. And it's helping families have some hope for the future, which is so important when you're accessing care. You want to make sure that you're accessing that care for your longer term health. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our colleagues. Oh, sorry.
No,
our colleagues
sorry.
Have also mentioned they've learned a lot about the health system by having us on site. Health can be incredibly confusing, especially when you're working with a family who might have a pregnant mum, some toddlers, and then you've got older family members as well who are coming up into the elderly space. So our colleagues have told us they've learned so much about health. They are now able to navigate health a little bit better, and they've got some faces as well within health who they can refer to and talk to help understand the health system.
Yeah, and health is a massive thing to learn about, and I guess working the healthcare system as well and being able to work within it is very important for the whole family and individuals in those families as well. Can you describe any impacts specifically which you or maybe the staff on your team have noticed for the community accessing Redlink?
Yeah, so what we've observed is people are accessing care faster, and they're accessing care before it gets to a point where they need to go to emergency. So instead of, an example might be oral health. Instead of waiting until you might have a tooth abscess that's you're in incredible pain and you need to go get emergency help through one of our emergency departments, we're able to work with a family earlier on, explain the importance of addressing their oral health earlier, and tap them into the health services that they need, get them an appointment, help them to make that appointment, help them to navigate how they're going to get from their house in Redfern to the oral health facility to get that treatment done. And that stops them from having to go to emergency when they get to a point where it's a lot more painful. Other examples are connecting patients to general practice instead of, depending on our emergency department. And some other outcomes are just around children, identifying developmental delays in the children, helping parents to identify when their children might need a little bit more support or they might be a little bit behind with their development, and then supporting the parents and supporting the other agencies working with that family to find the right service to get some therapeutic input for those developmental needs.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of good outcomes that are coming out of this program. And thank you so much, Erin, for talking to us this morning and letting us know what you do.
No problem. Thank you.